Schweitzer, Joe Biden a direct beneficiary of Hunter Biden's foreign deals. By Trent Baker on December 20, 2020. During an appearance on this week's Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News Channel, Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer discussed the controversy involving President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and his foreign business dealings. Schweitzer advised that the elder Biden is a direct beneficiary of Hunter Biden's dealings. He noted Hunter Biden had no expertise or connections to the deals he made overseas other than the fact that his father was serving as vice president at the time. This is not just a Hunter Biden story. Because of what Hunter Biden himself has communicated, Schweitzer told host Maria Bartiromo. In the emails that have come out as well, Hunter Biden is quite explicit. In one particular communication with his daughter, he's basically complaining that he pays half of the entire family's bills. And he includes his mother and father in that and makes reference to Pops. So, the point is that all this enrichment that has been taking place is also flowing to Joe Biden indirectly through his son. But the fact of the matter is, he's still a beneficiary, a direct beneficiary, of these foreign deals. Bartiromo brought up an email from Hunter Biden about wanting a set of keys to have an office in Washington, D.C., to be shared among the Biden family in Gongwindong. Schweitzer explained this shows how cozy the Bidens have been with the Chinese. That is a great example, symbolic example, of how the Bidens basically have blurred their political activities and their commercial activities, and how close and chummy they are, he argued. Let's keep in mind, Sifkin Chairman Yi, who is the head of that company, is linked directly to the PLA. The chairman was brought up on corruption charges. There was sort of an internal purge, as it were, in China. Some of the directors of that company have direct ties to President Xi. So this is not some random Chinese company on the fringes of Chinese political life. It's at the center of it. Schweitzer continued, and this is the same entity upon which Joe Biden, the so-called big guy, was going to get 10%. They were literally going to share office space. They were going to house the Biden Foundation and a SFC office in the exact same office space. So, it's very troubling. And it speaks to the fact of how cozy the Bidens have been with the Chinese. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.